What holds a federation together when no member controls the others? Not a chain of command, not a shared office, not even a common budget. What holds it together is a covenant of service. Chaplain Resource Network is an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains. Within the Federation, CRN works alongside distinct partner ministries that bring different strengths to chaplain formation, education, connection, and care. Each organization keeps its own calling, leadership, governance, and responsibilities. The Federation does not erase those differences. It respects them. The covenant of service gives this model its center. Its standing question is simple. How may I serve you today? I am here to assist you to fulfill your mission. That question changes how partners work together. We ask before assuming. We help without trying to take over. We speak plainly when we can assist, and when we cannot, we say so and point towards someone who can. We protect confidential information and seek consent before sensitive matters move from one organization to another. We address concerns directly, honor each partner's lane, and remember that no single member is sufficient alone. This matters in the field. Imagine a chaplain serving an employee after a painful family crisis. The chaplain listens, offers calm presence, helps the person identify immediate supports, and recognizes that the need may extend beyond the chaplain's scope. The chaplain does not diagnose or treat. The chaplain refers the person to an appropriate clinical, medical, community, or emergency resource while continuing suitable spiritual and relational support. The Federation follows the same pattern at an organizational level. One partner may identify a training need from field experience. Another may contribute educational formation. CRN may help shape and deliver practical resources. Each serves from its own role. No partner reaches across the operational firewall to direct another partner's staff, finances, calendar, or decisions. For donors and institutions, that distinction matters. Collaboration does not require blurred accountability. In fact, clear boundaries help protect governance, confidential relationships, institutional integrity, and donor trust. The covenant creates a shared posture without creating a single controlling organization. The deeper idea is stewardship. Chaplaincy is not a possession to guard or a platform for building private kingdoms. It is work entrusted to people and institutions for the good of those they serve. The Federation is strongest when every member brings its gift, honors the gifts of others, and carries burdens without seeking dominance. The takeaway is practical. The Federation works because service comes before control, clarity supports trust, and partnership strengthens the chaplain in the field. The covenant is not merely something signed. It is renewed whenever one partner asks another, with humility and purpose, "How may I help you fulfill your mission today?"